Three times a year, three artists converge on San Antonio. One from Texas, one from the U.S., and one from somewhere else in the world. They come to Art Pace with one directive: create. TPR's arts and culture reporter Jack Morgan caught up with two of the crop of three who came this summer to chase their creative muse.
Those artists come to the three-story, 18,000-square-foot Art Pace downtown on North Main. Communications Director Scott Williams says Linda Pace designed this art incubator from an old Hudson car dealership.
Linda herself was an artist and a dreamer and a philanthropist and a collector. And so she founded Art Pace as this laboratory of dreams, as she called it.
She created that laboratory of dreams to expose the city to international arts. Each set of artists actually lives at Art Pace in on-site apartments. Houston artist Francis Almendarez says Art Pace's help was elemental.
It was a huge, huge help to have all of these resources and a team that fully believes in you and backs you up in every way possible.
Almendarez created a multimedia art piece showing video of workers in Nicaragua and Honduras making tortillas, making counterfeit Nikes, and pounding drums in a marketplace.
Sort of like a living archive of history and memory and culture that gets passed down from generation to generation to generation.
He felt an obligation to capture the image of people who history will otherwise forget.
Immigrant people migrate around the world and offer up their bodies and their labor in search for a better life.
The industrious man making Nike knockoffs even breaks out in song to accompany the radio. Almendarez notes that Hispanic workers at construction sites the world over almost always have Mexican music playing.
The radio's playing kind of just to create this atmosphere or to... It becomes almost meditative.
The next artist was here all the way from Ecuador. Juana Cordova makes much of her art from plants and found objects. Before coming, she already had an idea about what she might make. While she understands English, she spoke mostly through a translator.
I had an idea because I
had already been researching desert flora and fauna, and I had always been very interested in the tumbleweed.
The most eye-catching portion of Cordova's exhibit features three clear tubes with fans at the bottom of each blowing up a small tumbleweed which tumbles over and over within the tube.
El tumbleweed encarcelado en los tubos.
By keeping these tumbleweeds captive within these tubes, I am making a reference to the migrants that are being held captive at the border.
She says tumbleweeds blow across the borders as if they don't exist. As we spoke, my interpreter stopped and laughed uncomfortably.
I'm sorry.
And put her head in her hands. She found it difficult to continue because she was crying. Cordova's art about immigrant families separated and jailed at the border was tough on her.
This is actually something that I have a very emotional response to.
Now, the last artist had already returned to New York. Residency manager Aaron Murphy describes what the artist, who calls herself Narcissa's sister, is all about.
Narcissa's sister is a fictional character that the artist conceived of in 2007. She works primarily in performance. She has done performances all over the world.
Narcissa's sister's creations, like the others, can be seen through September 9th. These waves of artists fly in every 3 months for 8 weeks of creation. After their stay, artists present their work, then head back home. The apartments are cleaned, then the next crop of three will come to create. Linda Pace passed on in 2007, but her legacy continues to give rise to new artists and expose San Antonio to them.
The next year, Art Pace celebrates its 25th anniversary. We've brought more than 230 artists and over 70 curators to San Antonio to leave their mark and their impact here.
You can see the work of the summer crop of artists and other exhibitions at Art Pace 7 days a week and always for free. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.